A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And as the end of the year approaches and hordes of Wi-Fi addicts head abroad for vacation, how sure are we of the safety of public Wi-Fi spots? Hackers can easily trick us into connecting to rogue Wi-Fi spots, masquerading as legitimate hotspots. So what can we do to safeguard ourselves? We're going to find out from Dan Tan, who's head of Mobile Strategic Partners, APEC, Middle East and Africa at Checkpoint Software Technologies, to find out more. Dan, thanks so much for coming today.
Good morning.
We were talking about how safe or unsafe public Wi-Fi hotspots are. Let's start here in Singapore.
So in general, most public Wi-Fi, especially those cafe hotspots, are consumer-grade device with little or no security in place.
Mm.
So even when there's a basic Wi-Fi password, it's commonly known among regular users and thus very vulnerable to man-in-the-middle interception. So setting up a road Wi-Fi today is pretty easy. So when connected to a public Wi-Fi, I would avoid performing any form of sensitive operation like online banking or payment transaction, as these personal details might be exposed.
Let's go back a bit. What does a rogue Wi-Fi hotspot look like?
Well, a rogue Wi-Fi is a Wi-Fi.
Can we tell? Can I tell, say, if I headed to Cafe ABC and...
In general public, it's very difficult because today anyone with just a mobile device or I would say an access point can set up a Wi-Fi with the same name as a legit Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Like Changi Airport, like Starbucks, you know. Even when you set up a hotspot on your mobile device, you can actually use the same name as well.
So since we can't spot them, what can they do to us though? Let's find out.
Well, it could actually be very dangerous and your personal data can be exposed. Like I said earlier, you are vulnerable to a man-in-the-middle interception. This means all your data that is online can be exposed. In fact, in the worst case scenario, someone could use all this data to impersonate you.
Oh no, identity theft.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes when you're using all this Wi-Fi, you are prompt to install an application or profile, and that could even turn your device into a bot. Right? A bot means that someone could actually remotely control your device, could turn on the recording and as and when he wants to, or could even use as part of a malicious campaign attacking some of the servers or on the bank servers as well.
So now let's head overseas, because we said it's a year end coming up and people going on vacation, and then Wi-Fi connection is really important because you don't want to be ratcheting up hundreds of dollars of bills when it comes to staying connected to the internet. So it's very coveted, right? The Wi-Fi at a cafe or anywhere overseas.
Mm-hmm.
How much more unsafe, or is it safer, say, overseas, their Wi-Fi hotspots?
No, the risks are actually the same.
Okay.
But we do advise here in Checkpoint would be extra vigilant, especially when you connect to untrusted Wi-Fi, be it a public or be it a cafe.
But you said we can't tell if they're rogue Wi-Fi hotspots,
you can't
right?
tell, but there's behavior and there are actions you can do to expose your personal information to the minimum.
Okay.
Example, like when there's a requesting for your personal login, such as to your Google, your iTunes, Facebook, or even your IG, you know, be worried about prompts of installing any applications, accepting files or profile that you did not request. Of course, the best way, like I said, you can't tell, is to actually install a mobile security solution from a reputable cybersecurity vendor.
Are there other kinds of circumstances we should avoid? Obviously, don't go on internet banking whilst you're abroad or on a public Wi-Fi hotspot, right?
You need to avoid on abnormal behavior, especially asking for your personal information, because accessing a Wi-Fi does not require your personal information to be exposed.
If we filter it, right, what does that look like? Does it mean, say, if I'm abroad or in a place where with a susceptible, say, Wi-Fi hotspot connection, that I should, say, log out of my apps first?
No, that doesn't really help, actually.
At all, because let's say when you log back in,
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So because a lot of this public Wi-Fi is able to track your online activities, right, if you have even an app that is turning on, sometimes the app will also run on the background without the user knowledge as well.
Can we configure our smartphones to help in this regard so that it's safer when we're surfing with public Wi-Fi?
The best advice here is actually to avoid sensitive operation.
Just don't do it, right?
I mean, it's difficult because most of the time when the user is abroad, they are not concerned about security and more concerned about
having
the functionality.
A good time. Yeah. Oh, okay.
they like to save money over data roaming.
Yeah.
Right. So this is, I would say, inevitable. But just for the public concern is to, whenever they access to untrusted Wi-Fi, be worried that, you know, even on a legit Wi-Fi infrastructure, the people do have the ability to track, you know, where they goes to and all their online activities. So unless they like their personal information to be exposed, so just be wary of that.
Thanks for ruining our holiday there, Dan. So what else can we do? How about using, say, VPNs when you're connecting to public Wi-Fi?
Well, VPN is actually a way to ensure that your online communication is secure. However, it is potentially not visible for the general public to subscribe to these kind of services. And in fact, some Wi-Fi actually goes as far as to hinder or block VPN services so that they retain the opportunity to view your online behavior and transaction. So the general rule of thumb would be follow the recommendation as mentioned earlier and to use a tool like a mobile security solution.
Isn't there a way we can sort of keep up with the new ways that hackers are coming up with to infiltrate, say, public Wi-Fi hotspots?
Well, I would say the general rule is don't be greedy and cheapskate, you know.
Okay. You have to put in the extra work,
yes,
I suppose,
you have to put in the extra work.
The research before you head abroad so that you don't have to be connected to the
internet.
Most
of the time, the hacker will use the latest, I would say, what is in hype. You know,
yeah.
Earlier would be Bitcoin, you know. And Wi-Fi has always been a constant way to lure users into, you know, giving up their information for free.
Any other tips we can carry with us as we head for our vacations besides the ones that you've given earlier?
Yes, be wary of suspicious requests and be extra vigilant. You do not need to provide your personal information when accessing to Wi-Fi and use some tools. I mean, there are actually tools available out there that can actually help the user to determine whether a Wi-Fi is safe to surf or not. Well, in Checkpoint, we have a consumer-grade zone alarm. We also have the enterprise-grade SandBlast Mobile that can prevent user from connecting to any malicious or vulnerable Wi-Fi at a fraction of maybe a coffee.
Feels like I'll just say, you know what, stay off Wi-Fi altogether. Disconnect while you're on holiday. Why not, right?
Yes. I mean, you can also do data roaming as well. Definitely 3G and 4G. Will be a bit more difficult for the hacker to hack on, right? So just be worried that, you know, the world is not really safe these days.
Dan Tan, as you head for your vacations and wonder whether or not public Wi-Fi hotspots are safe, he is the head of Mobile Strategic Partners APEC Middle East and Africa at Checkpoint Software Technologies. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.